The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mojer. It's half an hour of ideas and tips from the pros Tom Tynan trusts.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Charlie.
Tom, it's Early Edition. Birds are singing. The sun is up.
It's cool.
The Texans must not be playing at noon. This is ice station zebra weather for my wife.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
If you're born in Texas, it's under 70, you're wearing a sweater.
Have you noticed all the ladies wearing boots up to their ankle? I mean, up to their knees?
Yes.
It's the one kind of time of year you can get a boot out. Get the boot out.
I don't know. As they say in Canada, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what we are going to be talking.
Sweaters and boots.
What we are going to be talking about are the questions that we get from you at homeshowradio.com under the Ask Tom tab. There's a little form there. You send them in and we answer them here with Tom or maybe even some of the trusted companies, the sponsors of the show. Mary from RCW is going to be talking about tree care this morning. Thomas from Family Landscapes about drainage. Patio drainage. Rudy from Rudy's Quality Paint will be talking about how to take care of your deck. And Ken from Watts about upgrading to a saltwater pool. You have a saltwater or was it saltwater?
It is a saltwater, but I have to change my equipment. So I'm going to actually call him and get some advice on the newest, latest, greatest equipment. Because like anything, you knew it. You had a pool once. Things wear out on pools, Charlie. So you must maintain them or they get overwhelming.
Yes, I had the devil's pool. Yeah, okay. And it ruined me for a pool for all life. And I'll never have another. So.
That's okay.
Actually, we have, let me think, 4 pools. Because we have one in the neighborhood. We have the 3 over at the Westside Dentist Center. We're covered. I don't need one in my backyard.
Do you use any of them?
Oh, wait, all the time. Don't I look like a swimmer to you?
Put those Speedos on and run out around the pool?
Don't I look like a swimmer to you?
After a couple rounds of tennis?
I go to the pool. They say, here comes Jonah.
So you belong to the Westside Tennis and you don't play tennis. They have a bar there.
They do.
I've been into it.
I do. I played tennis for a while, but...
Did you?
Yeah, I gave it up for rent. I had other things to do.
Yeah, long lens.
So let's get back to what we're
supposed
to
do. No, I couldn't play it either. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But you know who's a wicked good tennis player?
Your wife.
No, Chad. The guy who
engineers
the show.
He comes in with tendonitis complaints every weekend.
That guy is like, he's a tennis fool.
Well, you should give him a membership.
I gave up tennis and just stuck with being a fool.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the questions because there's no fooling you. Tom knows what he's talking about here.
Depends what day of the week it is.
And it's being Sunday. I think we're in good shape.
Yep.
Pam in Magnolia wants to know, and I love this question. Is it safe to attach a spray nozzle to a hose that is connected to a hot water heater? She says it would just be turned on to drain hot water heater and bathe the dog.
No. It's like 120 to 30 degree water.
It'll be an unforgettable experience for your dog, ma'am.
Now, draining the water heater, it wouldn't work unless you have the water on. Then it's not draining. It's just filling and emptying and filling at the same time.
Exactly.
And then it would work. But if you're going to drain it, you drain it through gravity. And secondly, you scorch your dog or scald your dog. I mean, unless it's some kind of heat.
No. Listen, I knew where. Oh, boy. Let's just come back.
How about no?
The answer is no. Tom answers every question, but sometimes the answer is no.
That one is no.
All right. And you know what? The good news is I've got more. Some you will even say yes to.
Well, if she does it, I hope the dog bites her.
Trust me. If you do that, the dog will bite.
I know. Good.
All right. So. You leave a mark on the dog leave a mark on you.
There you go.
All right. Hey, coming up in a minute, Mary's waiting. So is Thomas at Family Landscape. So let's get the skedaddle here as we continue with Early Edition on Sports Radio 610.
One of the products that builders love to use, no matter the quality of the builder. When I say that, it could be a low-end builder and just building 1,200 square foot homes, or you could be building million-dollar homes. Everybody uses Hardy. And the reason is you don't get callbacks. So whatever the price range is a better way to say it, whatever price range house you have, Hardy fits it all. And of course, James Hardy Siding proved itself through Hurricane Harvey. The others did not prove themselves, which a lot of people are saying, it'll be fine. But guess what? It wasn't.
Actually, I would say they disproved themselves.
They disproved themselves. There you go. Well, it's a Tynanism. I never get those things quite right. Home Show Hardy Pros are the people you want to install your Hardy. And the Hardy you choose, whether it's Artisan, Color Plus, or just the pre-primed with the yellow color on there, well, It will, of course, be painted the color you want, but you want it to look good no matter which one you choose, because you can choose the best. If it's not put on right, it'll look the worst. Make sure it's James Hardy Siding. That's a given. And make sure you go to homeshowhardypros.com for a elite preferred installer that's also a certified Home Show Pro.
Early Edition continues on Sunday morning with Charlie Mosier, Tom Tynan, and Mary from RCW on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
The reason I've reached out to you this morning is Sunny over on the west side wrote in and says we have a 45-year-old crepe myrtle that has been infested with something called ball moss for more than a year. And he wants to know, how can I treat and kill this ball moss? And since you're our all things growing trusted company at RCW Nurseries, we figured you could help us with the answer to this.
The best thing to use is a copper-based fungicide. Ball mosses, Spanish moss, lichens that grow on trees will just really easily be killed by a copper-based fungicide.
Hmm.
There is a really good one called Coside, spelled with a K. Mix it up, spray it on, and you may have to repeat because they do make seed. And the seed can float in from other areas, but one spraying will usually kill it. If it pops up again, spray it in a couple of months.
He had a tree service come in, Sonny did, and they said the only way to get rid of it is to get it off by hand. You know, cut off the dead infected branches and so on. You disagree?
There are chunks that are dead. It's probably not caused by the ball moss. Ball moss is more of a epiphyte, which means it grows on the tree, taking advantage of the tree being there, not really a parasite where it actually feeds on the tree.
Hmm. So it's something that's just occurring unto itself.
And that's why Spanish moss grows all over town.
Okay, it just needs a place.
Yep.
Okay.
And it, when it flowers and makes a seed, it makes a little parachute just like a dandelion, and it'll just fly around.
And start ball moss wherever it lands.
Yep.
So it's not even because of the crepe myrtle itself.
If there's dead places in the crepe myrtle, that's a whole different issue. They may be using weed and feed, which is slowly poisoning the tree. The neighbor could be using weed and feed and poisoning the tree. The moss has really nothing to do with the health of the tree unless it's so heavy that it starts to break branches, which I really doubt if it's only been on there for a year.
She's Mary. She's the one who knows about all things that grow. And you find her at RCW Nurseries. You can learn more about them by visiting homeshowradio.com. Under the sponsors tab, you'll find RCW Nurseries. You go there and learn more about them. Mary, thanks for helping us out this morning.
You're so very welcome.
Backyard upgrades. You think about them, you want to do them, so does Kevin and Tom Ball. He wrote in, and that's why I'm reaching out to Thomas at Family Landscapes, our trusted guy when it comes to all things landscaping. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Charlie.
Kevin is thinking about expanding his patio in the backyard. He and his wife, and somehow I think it's his wife and he, want to expand their 6x10 patio into the backyard. He says his home is like one of these new build kind of slab homes, and he doesn't want to put in a cover or a pergola or anything, but he wants extra space, and they're considering doing themselves, but they're concerned about the drainage issue that's going, you know, putting in a bigger patio is going to cause, and he's looking for some professional advice on this. What would you say to somebody who's looking at doing that?
Well, obviously, drainage is a consideration in the formula for, you know, putting in a patio, but without really checking elevations, every job is different. But it sure makes his backyard more usable if he has a larger patio to enjoy the backyard.
There was a time when we'd look at, like, pavestone instead of us doing a concrete patio, because wasn't there a time when that was considered better for drainage?
It is, and you can always top the existing surface and just expand on it with new pavers, too, to increase your footage.
How do you typically approach a project like this when you go out and look at somebody who's expanding a patio and doing that kind of project?
Well, the starting point is obviously finding out the areas that they want to increase the patio footage and then discuss the different materials that are available, whether it be concrete or pavestone. Obviously, Flagstone is an option too. It just depends on the naturalness or the direction that they want to go with the look that they want. And then once you lay out a design of the surface area, you're going to get an idea with shooting the grade as to whether you're going to affect the drainage.
Are you going to be looking at like drains to the street on something like that, or can you do it with beds? Or
again, that really comes with shooting the grade to find out what's necessary. Sometimes adding a deck will require drains to the street. Sometimes just a shifting of the soil away from the new patio will take care of the drainage.
What I'm hearing is that as a do-it-yourself project, this may be an over-your-head kind of thing if you don't understand the nature of irrigation.
Exactly.
All right. And the guy to ask is Thomas at Family Landscapes. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Click on the Family Landscapes button to learn more about them and to get in touch with them. Hey, Thomas, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Nelson Water Gardens, the experts in doing one incredibly unusual thing. That's creating beautiful spaces that consist of water gardens, pot gardens, they call it, but not the kind of pot you think about. These beautiful pots, disappearing fountains, they do it all. And people come from all over the world to buy the things that they have and get their expertise in doing exactly what I just said, water gardens. Their water gardens are very popular at hotels and everything else, and you've got to have the expert because it can be gross. If you get a water garden and you don't know how to put it together right, it becomes a slime garden, and you don't want that. Nelson Water Gardens will get you started off right. Whether you want to do it yourself or you want them to come out and do it for you, doesn't make any difference. They know how to put these things together for you, and there's so many options. I want you to go visit them. It's a great place to visit. Take the kids and stuff going out, you know, and just enjoy, walk around, look at all the things they have. That's the way. That's how you get ideas. You can certainly visit them online at nelsonwatergardens.com. Katy Fort Bend County Road off Katy Freeway. That's the same exit as Katy Mills Mall. That's where they're located. That's Nelson Water Gardens.
Hey, if you woke up looking for the pregame show, you'll have to come back later.
Yeah, and the pregame won't be till tomorrow before game.
Well, no, I think if the sales department had their way, it would have started an hour ago.
It would have started last August. But
through the game time. Bless their hearts. But we're here to answer your home improvement questions. This is Early Edition. My name's Charlie Moger. You know him. He's Tom Tynan.
Yes.
And a few words.
I agree.
He said no earlier.
Last question was no. Now this one's yes.
There you get that out of your system. All right. So let's get back to more questions that we get from the Home Show Radio's Ask Tom section. There's a little button on our homepage. If you want to send your questions in, you can do that. And unlike the radio, you can actually send in pictures. And we can use those in our Ask Tom videos.
Depends what kind of pictures.
Nice pictures. Family pictures.
We don't want any pictures from Washington, D.C.
Right. We don't want
politicians.
We don't want to be rated as questionable by Google. So keep the pictures clean and don't bring up Donald Trump. All right. Moving along here. Tom in Montgomery writes, we have wood floors that recently began to buckle in some areas. We're getting a lot of these questions recently. It began doing this after we used a floor polish on them. Would the floor cleaner have caused this, and is there anything we can do?
Buckling and just cupping are two different things. If it's just cupping, the floor polish is giving it such a hard sheen on top, it's not able to expand and contract like the bottom of it, so it's starting to curl on the edges. A lot of people call that cupping because it does create somewhat of a cup on each plank. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, it's the floor polish that did it because it doesn't let the top breathe. That's why I'm always a pro wax on the traditional wood floor, so the breeze and it expands and contracts regularly. If it's really buckling, like you see some that actually buckle up like 6 inches to a foot,
where they literally come up and do like a little hill.
That is what we usually call a buckling and not cupping. But in that case, you got a water issue, and I don't think it has anything to do with the wax. That's something else. But I have a feeling they're getting a cupping on the edges of the wood, and it's from that sealer.
Yeah, so it there's a difference.
Yes.
Tim in Sugarland writes that he wants to know, what makes an AC blower motor run continuously? He says he's replaced his thermostat, and it still runs.
Could be the control board. Air conditioners today now have control boards. This is something you just don't start replacing parts and pieces. This is when someone has to come out and find out why it's doing it. It's not necessarily a thermostat, but it very well could be the control board's not letting it shut down because it's getting a false signal. Usually, like, it would be for the fan limit saying the furnace is on and it's not cooling down. So I have a feeling it's what it is. And those short out on you sometimes. It's one of those things where you get a professional to look at. So I would suggest you call Absolute Comfort Air and get a checkup right now. And this is a good time because it's furnace checkup time, too.
That's true. And you want to take care of that because, you know, it's a bigger issue up north is the whole carbon monoxide thing. I mean, it's an issue here, but up north.
But you know why it's different?
Why is that?
Because the units up north pull the air through the furnace. What we do here is we blow the air through the furnace.
Oh.
So if we have a hole, it usually blows out the flame into the attic and starts your house on fire.
Oh, okay. It's but kind of an indicator north, that there's yes. a problem. Honey, the but house is on fire.
When you pull through the furnace, it pulls the air in and the carbon monoxide into okay. the area. And that's why right. you see that more up north, because they don't have forced air furnaces. They have pulling air furnaces.
I didn't know that. When you're saying north, you're talking like cut and shoot?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Exeter, New Hampshire.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. Hey, there's more early editions still to come. Rudy from Rudy's Quality Paint, of course, will be here talking about your deck because it needs protection all year long. And then mm-hmm. Ken from Watts will be here talking about saltwater pools.
Which I love.
Tom does. And they're lovable, and you'll find out why as we continue with early edition in just a minute here over most of Sports Radio 610.
Continuing on with more of your questions and answers, I'm Charlie Mojer with Tom Tynan, and this is Early Edition on Sports Radio 610. And on the line is Rudy from Rudy's Quality Painting. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, I've got a question from Nick. He's in Huntsville, and lucky guy, he's got a deck and a boat dock out on Lake Conroe, and he wants to know, what's a good product to use for long-term protection of the deck itself? I mean, obviously, he wants to preserve it as long as possible. What do you look for in what you'd cover a deck with?
Okay, well, there's two different styles of deck stains and deck products. One would be the natural stain that shows off your grain. It's penetrating deck stain.
Mm-hmm.
And that one there is a maintenance, mostly. It would last between 3 to 5 years, and then you would have to reapply it again because the sun has beat it up. It doesn't have very much UV protection on there.
Okay.
But it's the most natural look and colors that you get. And you can see the grain right through it. It's real pretty, but it's like a front door that you would have to put a lot of maintenance in, and cleaning and redoing it again.
And that's going to happen on a boat dock, sure.
Exactly.
So what would be the other option?
The other option would be the solid color stain.
Okay.
Now, the paint has a UV protection on it. It keeps it cool to touch where you could walk on barefooted. And it's a couple degrees cooler than what a regular deck would be.
I'm thinking you get off a boat and you're barefoot. That's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, this is a big difference. This one here is a new technology. They came out with this product. It's a super deck stain.
Okay.
And it has the IR in it. You can look for that product there at I think at Lowe's and Sherwin-Williams.
Okay, cool. And that's what you would use if you're going to paint your own deck.
Yeah, and it would last a lot longer. It would last either 10 years or more.
I like that better.
Yeah, it's more protection.
All right. You see, you want to know what's going on, what's new with paint and stuff? We talked to Rudy because he's in it all the time, and it's why he's our trusted company for painting and projects like that. And you can learn more about Rudy at homeshowradio.com under the sponsors tab or right there on the homepage. Look for his name on the front page. Rudy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, Charlie, no problem. Thanks.
Winter weather doesn't mean an end to home improvements. It means shifting gears to other home improvements. And I've got Ken on the phone from Watts Pool Company to talk about one that Peter in Richmond is considering doing. Good morning, Ken. How are you this morning?
Very good, Charlie. How are you?
Great. Peter writes to us that he's considering updating his pool this winter to add a waterfall. And he writes, we're also interested in converting our system to a saltwater system, but friends have told us it's a bad idea because it'll be hard on the rocks. And he wants to know if that sounds right. And should he consider maybe upgrading his pool deck at the same time? Because that's looking a little nasty.
Well, Charlie, now is the perfect time to be thinking about renovating a swimming pool as most pools would have to be drained or emptied at some point. And with the weather getting cooler, people are not going to be using their pool quite as often. Couple things out here to answer the first question. Salt water is a good way to chlorinate your swimming pool. It is, but it is very aggressive on stonework. And slate, especially certain flagstones, because they're being very soft, over a period of time will delaminate or deteriorate because of the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I would recommend doing on a salt water.
So you'd stay away from the salt water system there?
Right now, industry-wide, the trend is away from salt water just due to the aggressive nature of the water itself.
What about that waterfall idea and other things he could be doing this winter?
Water features of all sorts are very popular additions to a pool. It will give you a fresh update. Moss rock waterfalls, if you're trying to keep something more of a natural look, are generally pretty easy to install. The second one would be perhaps to be looking at some kind of wall-type feature where we raise a back wall, eliminate some deck behind the pool, and maybe correct some spillover walls, water features, either scuppers or sheer descent type features.
And he's considering doing that deck stuff. And I'll tell you, one of the things I see you do with pools are those like decks or the like a tanning shelf, I think you call them, that you put in there. Just a great way of being able to be in the pool without having to be all the way in the pool.
Tanning shelf's probably the most popular feature that we install on new pool constructions and is one of the most sought-after items that people request on a renovation.
So that's one of the things he could talk to you about when he calls you up and discusses doing the renovation for his waterfall then.
Yes, sure could.
All right. Hey, he's Ken from Watts Pool Company. You can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. Get their phone number, too. Ken, thanks a lot for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
It's winter checkup time. That's right. The weather is cooler. It's nice. Everybody's getting out their boots and their sweaters. You swear the sweaters felt so neglected sitting in that closet for so long. But now everybody's running around in their winter clothing. But when you get home, you don't want to wear all that clothing. That's for the people to see out there in the streets. When you come home, it's cold and you want to turn on that furnace. Is it working right? You want to turn on that electric heater. Is it safe? These are the things you need to know about because that's why you get that yearly checkup. If you haven't done it, this is a wake-up call because it's not so cold right now, but it will be getting colder. And you want to make sure your family is safe, toasty, warm for what we call winter here in the Houston area. And yeah, you can enjoy those winter clothes out there, but when you get home, take them off and enjoy that nice, safe furnace and heating system. Call Absolute Comfort Air and get that checkup. And if you have any other work you need done that you put off in the summer with your air conditioning system, such as maybe a brand new system, this is the perfect time of year to do that actual changing of the system. Call Absolute Comfort Air and let them take care of you at 281-550-5640.
Tom, I have a couple more questions that we've received from homeshowradio.com. We get those, folks, by the way, from you when you go to homeshowradio.com, click on the Ask Tom tab and send them in. And you can send pictures, too. We love to get those because we use them on our Ask Tom videos. There's a new one posted every day at homeshowradio.com. But just in case people have a pressing issue or a desire to bond with you on the air, how can we do that, Tom?
713. I'm getting hand signals today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I got a hand signal for you.
Charlie's he's got flags and little sensors. Okay.
Yeah, I get this one. And this one too, John. That doesn't mean you're number one. Go ahead.
Yes. 713-572-4610.
But call you are me. Number one in my heart. 610 on your radio, but number one in our heart.
Okay.
Jeff in the Woodlands writes to us. He says, Tom, I have a 20-year-old production home in the Woodlands, and there has been a leak in the master bath shower to the point that it needs to be replaced, including the drywall in the shower and the drywall that is shared in the shower and the closet wall. Our fear, of course, is mold behind the drywall. Who should we call to get this done who has experience with the mold and who can demolish a shower and do all that? We're really concerned about the mold.
How do I answer this? First off, for everybody else listening, when you know your shower's leaking, stop using it. Don't wait until you decide to
That's
get concerned about
That's
the mold.
Step one. Stop okay. using it.
Stop
step
using
two,
it.
Fix it.
Yeah, and Trifection Kitchen and Baths, you're going to have to remodel that bathroom, at least a big portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to get it out. It's not that difficult. But when you know you have a leak, and you know this was going on a long time, and you continue to do it until it gets so bad, then you say, now I'm really worried about the mold. Don't put yourself in that position. And that goes for everybody listening, including you, Charlie.
Sandy
and
is,
me, too.
Sandy is of a mind that we need to remodel our bathroom because she doesn't like the shower head. Yeah, I told her that's
I think that's a perfectly sound and reasonable reason.
I think that I told her it's kind of like call in a wrecker because the radio doesn't work.
Well, we're going to have you all over to dinner to see our beautiful bathrooms. Then really going to be. And we're going to let her test the water pressure.
Yeah, and you know, if we get a new bathroom, you'll be working 7 days a week, Pally.
I already work on 7 days a week. Right. I'll do it.
Patty in the Energy Corridor, a neighbor probably, she writes to us, I want to replace my guest bathroom exhaust fan, and I've read some have a humidity sensor. Should I expect those to turn on and off according to the humidity in the room? What do you consider these reliable? What's the deal with those?
Anytime you get sensors and bells and whistles, you have potential for things breaking down. If you're going in to take a shower, if you're going into the bathroom to do anything that might cause a lot of humidity, I suggest you get a regular good one and just turn it on.
Just saying.
Yeah,
I doubt humidity is going to break out when you're not.
I know that's what I mean. It says you don't need one with a humidistat.
It's been a big problem here in Houston. Random humidity.
Actually, it has, but you'd have to have a big fan for that one, called air conditioner.
And you couldn't have a bigger fan than me, Tom.
Yes, right. Thank you.
And we're losing time. We got to move on here. I want to thank Mary from RCW, our trusted sponsors who were part of the show this morning. Mary at RCW is here. Thomas from Family Landscapes. Rudy from Rudy's Quality Painting. And Ken from Watts Pool Company. You can hear what they all had to say by visiting homeshoreradio.com. Click on the early edition tab and you'll find all those and other interviews there waiting for you. And we appreciate you sending in your questions under the Ask Tom tab at homeshoreradio.com. Tom continues with your call. Oh, you want to give the number one time?
713-572-4610.
There you go. Okay, Tom continues with your calls till 11 o'clock. I'm Charlie Mojer, back next Sunday with another early edition here on Sports Radio 610.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we begin the calling section of Home Show Radio. Calling section. I like that. Oh, what section are you in? I don't know. I'm in the calling section. Okay, we're in the calling section. Whatever the case may be. Anyway, I like this. So call me and we'll talk. 713-572-4610. All right, let's go ahead and get back to the calls, or start with the calls, and let's start with Aubryn. Aubryn, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I was calling you in reference to that young man that called earlier about his wood floor.
Okay.
He was having an issue about it was bucking up.
Yes.
I had the same issue on mine, and the issue that I'm trying to tell him that I used a recommended product they told me to use, and it was Brute, and that Brute caused a problem.
Oh.
And I watched them put the floor down. They did a pre, you know, they come out and pre, do your floor, check floor, and level it off. And the installer did a great job on that, but the question I wanted him to know is that it's all depending on how thick is your, you know, that little space in between your wood, the gap.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 1/8 thick, you know, in a whole gap in mine. The other one in the house, it was about maybe a 3/32. And that is because it's seek on that little space and it get under there and sweat. And they checked all around my house. They came out, did inspection. I didn't have any water leak nowhere around, caused that to swell. So to make a long story short, I can't call the company name, right?
Well, I don't really care.
It's
sure.
A big
it's
company
your show.
Here in Houston. I use all the time. I mean, I buy product. It's a, it's a big, you know, company that where you go in every day.
No, you go ahead. That's fine. It's your show. This is
the
people's show.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but they worked out. It was Home Depot, okay?
Okay, sure. Yeah, and I go there all the time.
I put in with an engineer, Woodstock, and they, with a manufacturing problem, the wood wasn't just, it just wasn't any good.
Right.
So the guy, after my contract went out, and they worked with me, and they had several guys to come out, and make long story short, they sell it with me 80% of my money that I spent. Which I could complain because it wasn't going to do anything. But like I said, I will go to court.
And do you do you still have the floor in your house?
And making a you know arrangement where
no, that's
I
fine.
Some of my money back. But okay. After that, make it long and short, I had to do the rest of the house. But I got another wood floor.
That's okay. Did you do you still have the?
That much about wood.
Hey, listen. I want to ask you a question. Wait, stop. Wait. Do you still have the floor down that you put down from Home Depot?
I don't have it anymore. I had it taken up.
Oh, had it taken up. Okay.
I had it taken up, and I had another person that did my other part of my house because Home Depot was busy at another time when I wanted to put it down.
Okay.
So I got another person to do it, and it was called Easy Floor. And, boy, they was great. They did that.
Well, I'm glad you – I'm glad you had a good good.
And that's what I'm telling. He's gonna have to either go back to his contractor,
okay,
and try to talk to them and tell.
All
them
right, I appreciate that, Aubrey. I do. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Help the guy. I hope he have get something.
Okay.
No, out
he'll be fine.
When you spend on these
I appreciate that. Okay.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Aubrey. Thank you. 713-572-4610 is the number to call to get in on the show. Texas Floors, the Can-Do Flooring Store, is the company I want you to call when it comes to putting floor covering in your home. Now, a lot of you, when we're getting to the Hurricane Harvey rebuild, and we've been working and working, people working, putting their houses back, we got a call today. A guy's like 70% done. He's ready to move back in his home. I mean, this is exciting stuff. People are getting back to normal. The big push at the beginning is completing itself, not necessarily 100%, believe me, but it's completing itself. And one of the last things you do in one of these rebuilds is put your floor covering in so it's nice and fresh and new when you move in. You don't have workers walking all over it and stuff. So that's the last thing. Texas Floors, it's time for them for many of you. Go by and see them or have them come out and see you. They have to come out and measure anyway. Texas Floors. Jason over there, Ryan, they will take good care of you, second-generation people. They've been busy, and they're going to be busy for a little bit longer, too, with this rebuild. But this is the time for everybody. And if you're trying to get a floor in, for your house, it's time to go back and talk to them. You know, the rush is calming down. It's calming down. It really is. Texas Floors, 281-256-3333. They'll come to your home. They'll visit you. I know some people say, don't say that yet. No, it's coming. I'm always about a month ahead because when I say something this weekend, you guys don't act on it till maybe 2 weekends from now, right? So it's okay. Texas Floors, go by and see them located at 290 and Spring Cypress. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Larry.
You're getting old now. Do you get the ARC magazine in the mail?
Yes, I do. Stop. Now you make me feel bad, Larry. What are you here to pick on me? What?
No. I'm 20 years older than you are.
That's
anyway,
fine. Yes, sir.
On page 74, it's got a one-page article called Mr. Fix-It. About a guy that always grew up wanting to work with tools and he likes to help young kids. I thought that'd be interesting, being you're into.
I didn't see that one. Okay, I'll take a look if it's around. My wife and I get it, and we kind of pass it around the house. I'll take a look.
I just got mine yesterday on page 74. I think it'll be interesting to you.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
Oh, well, I'll look for it. And
the day you started over at KGRH.
Oh, gosh. That was a long time ago. 30 years ago.
Hey, I was digging in my junk pile the other day, and I found a book in there by John Burroughs called Your Front Yard. You remember?
I remember that book. I remember John. John was a very nice man.
Yeah. That was way back. Okay.
Whoa. I'm telling you. That was way back, man. Thank you. All right, 713-572-4610. John Burroughs. His favorite saying was, if it's dead, it's dead. He was brought in to keep Bill Zach on the clock because Bill wouldn't stay on the clock. And I guess I never heard this gentleman. I can't remember his name now. He died in a plane crash. And then Bill Zach and John Burroughs had Garden Line, which was the number one money-making show in the entire world. It was an incredible show. And they went 6 days a week, I do believe. And then they brought me on, and I kind of – they didn't teach me, but they kind of, I'm not going to say mentored, they kind of harassed me the whole time because they didn't like me at the beginning because I was a threat. And they finally accepted me. It took about, I don't know, I would say 5 to 8 years, and then they finally retired. It was just all different, but it was amazing. Anyway, 713-572-4610. Good guys. They taught me a lot just by me watching them. Let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Question, do you have any recommendations for either a brand or a type of roofing material, the shingles themselves?
Oh, they're all fine today.
Okay. No one particular?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, it's more the roofer that you get to put them on. I don't really care that. That goes with everything. You can get into air conditioning systems, or roofing materials, a lot of stuff. They're all everything is pretty much in a good place right now. It's all about install. It's all about skill of the people that do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. 713-572-4610. I think that goes with a lot of things today. Cars. What else? All kinds of stuff. If you're buying dishwashers or water heaters or everything's made to the same standards today, it's all about the installer. So, and all about the person that backs it up. It's all about the maintenance you do on it. Everything needs maintenance. Everybody thinks it's just going to last forever. It doesn't do that. So it's all about the people you surround yourself with when you own a home. When you own a home, you need plumbers, you need electricians, you need HVAC technicians. You need to have a group of people that you call regularly, even painters, whatever. And that's what the show's based on, is all the people here in Houston that I know. If you want to call them, whether it's a garage door or whatever problem you have, we have answers for you. But it's all about the people you surround yourself with and maintain your house. It's just like having a good mechanic or anything else. You just don't go to anybody for price. You go to the people that you know you can trust to get it done right. And if that's the case, you can buy just about anything, and everything is pretty much the same. There's not a lot of difference anymore. And there was one time when it was like that, back in the 50s and 60s, and then it became a point where some companies were cheapening their products and stuff, and now they all do. No, I'm serious. It's all made overseas. I mean, there was a time where, you know, RCA was made in the United States, or if you bought a Philips television, it was made in the United States. You had these different things, but today, it's all pretty much the same quality. I hate to use that word. Same standards. There's a better word, because standards can be anything. It's a level of measurement. And after that, yeah, who knows? Just the way it is. All right. Trifection is a company I would tell you to call if you're considering remodeling your bathrooms, if you're considering a room addition, if you're considering a major remodel at your home. And let's not forget the kitchen. And the laundry room, and every room in the house. If you're considering doing something like that, you're going to be talking to a lot of people. I want you to be taken care of from beginning to end. I want you to experience a great process like my wife did with them a year ago when we did bathrooms. She's never done this before. I know how to do it. I know exactly what it takes to do these things, so it's not a big deal for me. For her, she was nervous. She didn't know what to expect. She didn't know how to go out and pick things out. She couldn't do it on her own. She wanted some help. And that's what they do. They walk you step by step. They have an entire team from beginning to end. Trifection, the master remodelers here in town. They have a beautiful design center. You can go sit with them one-on-one, make an appointment. Or they can come to your home. You decide how you want to handle it. Give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. That's 281-KITCHEN. 713-572-4610. Call me and we will talk today. All right. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I've got a question about the AC. I guess it's kind of the drainage pipe that you see that comes off like under the eave of the house. It seems to be spitting out a lot of water right now, or kind of in recent that I've noticed. However, the drainage pan under the AC unit in the attic is empty. So I'm not sure if that's... there's another reason why it's spitting out a lot of water. If that's something I should be concerned about.
If it's spitting out water and it's your auxiliary or emergency overflow pan and the pan itself is bone dry?
Yes.
There's not a drip of water in there?
Not a drip of water in there.
When was this house built?
2005.
Well, then are you sure that where you see that water coming out is from that? Is it? Do you trace that pipe back to that AC pan?
I traced the pipe back, and it looks like the pipe actually connects directly to the main unit, and then the overflow pan has a pipe that connects to that pipe further down the line. So it looks like it's all just coming from the main unit.
So it could come from the main. The main line has actually got an emergency drain into that line that goes outside too. That's very odd, but it actually makes a lot of sense. But it's odd to see that. Maybe that's something that some guy invented to help. But what's happening is your main line is clogged, and it needs to be unclogged. Did you have your air conditioning system check up this year?
No, other than just a repair of a fan motor on the outside unit. I don't know that they actually went up and did anything
else. It's time. They need to clear that drain line. It's that time. You should have it checked every year. I mean, if you want to try and unclog it yourself, you can. But your primary drain line, and if you can get some bleach down, then there's probably got a lot of crud that's built up. So if you can, if they have a little cap where you can pour bleach in there, that would be great. But it's telling you that you have a primary drain line clog. That's why you put them up in the eaves so you notice it. When you notice that, it's supposed to tell you something's wrong, and you're supposed to react to it by calling somebody or fixing it yourself, whatever it takes.
Okay, so just call my local AC people and
say, hey, it's time for a checkup, and my primary drain line seems to have a clog in it, or will you come look at it at the same time? It's part of the checkup, and you know, they'll check your amperages, your refrigerant, they'll check everything, and if you trust them, they'll go through the whole thing and make sure everything's working right. And
yes.
Every year, people ignore it. You should not. It's just like your car, man. You what kind of car you drive? You drive a nice car?
Honda Accord.
See? That's beautiful. And you get the oil change regular, and you get your tires checked and all that. Do the same thing with your air conditioner, okay?
All right. I'll give them a call. Thanks.
I know. Nobody wants to, but it's something you should put on your list to do that. 713-572-4610. Call me, and we will talk today about your home improvements. I had a fire going last night. I did not turn the heater on. I did not turn on this morning either because I kind of like my nose all kind of red and chilly. I like that. Do you want a swimming pool? I like swimming pools. Not that I really swim much. I really don't. But once in a while when I feel like it, I'll go in. I don't know if I call it swimming. It's more like sitting there like a beached whale. But it's comforting. I like the hot tub part. But I like the light at night and eating dinner outside. And, you know, you get the barbecue going and it's just, it's the weather right now is so nice out. Mosquito misting system all around. I mean, it's just a nice place to be around water. And this is part, you know, it's pools go with Houston. It's hot. It's, you know, it's steamy out. A swimming pool is nice. My wife and I go exercise and she'll jump right in the pool when we get home and just cool off. And it's just nice. And Watts Pool Company can make this whole thing happen in your backyard. Now, if you have an old pool, you keep thinking, should I just fill it full of dirt? Well, it's not that easy, by the way. You can't just fill it full of dirt, although some people try, and not probably a good idea. But what can you do with it? You can remodel it. You know, you can remodel a swimming pool just like a kitchen or a bathroom. No problem. And Watts Pool Company can do that, too. So whether it's a new pool since 1961, they've been building new pools. In 1961, in the Houston area, there probably were very few pools. It just wasn't something people really did. I mean, some did, but not many. Today, it's much more common, but they were in the cutting edge at the beginning when Houston started growing. In 1961, Houston was a little tiny town. Well, it's not a little tiny town anymore, you know? Watts Pool Company has been there since then and continues to be. The Watts family is running it the right way. Do it the Watts way. Build a pool that's going to really be beneficial to you. Watts Pool Company, 713-461-7300.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Don. Don, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Very good.
That's good. Tom, I have an office built. I built an office in my backyard, and it gets hot in there. And I was just wondering, is there any kind of ventilation I can have cut into my structure so it can kind of remove some of that heat? Because I do have my computers in that room.
Is it air conditioned?
Yes, it is air conditioned.
Doesn't the air conditioner keep it cool?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on how hot it is here in Houston.
Yeah, so I think you need a bigger air conditioner between me and you. You're not going to put any vents in there that's going to keep it cool to your comfort level, no.
it's going to, if you're going to cool it for your computers and you to work in there comfortably, it's going to have to be air conditioning, and you probably just need a bigger unit so it can handle the hotter days.
Okay, and so do you think that I should need to leave the air conditioning running all 24 hours a day or what?
If I had my computers in there, I would definitely leave it acclimated. You don't have to run it super cold, but at least 82 degrees for your computers and your electronics, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You bet.
Home Show Radio is always on at homeshowradio.com. Home Show Radio is a presentation of Mojer Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston, its sponsors, or Mojer Media. Get more of Home Show Radio anytime at homeshowradio.com. Questions, answers, tips, video, all the time at homeshowradio.com.